Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm hugely delighted as well to show that there's huge support for it. And what's amazing to me is the volume of people have taken part in the survey as part of this report as well. And it was put out to the communities of Cushing and Rouen and Tulla and the adjoining parishes around there. And I think it's just phenomenal what has happened here in the survey. I spent a day in Cushing canvassing the other day, and every house that I went to seemed to know about it. And everyone were asking the question, when actually is it opening? There was a belief that it would open very shortly. So I think this socioeconomic report is a hugely valuable asset now to our campaign to get Cushing Rail Stop open, because you can see now from the people that are from all over the country living in Cushing, the new people and the existing generations of people that have used it in the past are now really gung-ho to have this opened. And I think our meeting in Cushing there a week ago with the Inter-Railway Committee highlighted that, and I think some stats and facts that were coming out were phenomenal as well from the early surveys, and was showing a lot of people willing to work and go to college out of Cushing and to use the service if it was available. So it's going to be a most interesting survey when it makes its way out there. But the some information that's coming out already is leading to great excitement that people are really excited with the idea that they might have a rail stop.
People getting ahead of themselves by the sounds of things, but no harm in getting excited. And Coleman, look, I suppose West on Track, one of a number of groups, have been advocating for the reopening of the line for some time. And I'm sure, look, you've spoken to people on the ground, you will know there was support, strong support out there. But it's still, I would imagine, from your perspective, heartening to hear that within Cushing and the surrounding areas, that support is so vociferous for the reinstatement of the line.
Well, yes, it's very heartening to have it confirmed. We always knew it existed, and people like Pat and our colleagues there in Cushing, Sean Keehan and Mike O'Doherty, and these people who've been campaigning for this for a long time, have always told us about the fact that people were well disposed towards this. But now they've been given an opportunity to have their say. And by the time all of the people have been surveyed and by the time the results are assembled, I think there will be an unassailable case for the reopening of Cushing Station. It should have happened 10 years ago when it was supposed to happen, but it was put on the back burner. I think that people won't tolerate it being put on the back burner again. It's the way forward for people nowadays, particularly in a place like Cushing. Pat is talking about the rate of development that's there. Imagine what that rate of development will have increased to in 20 years' time. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking not just about serving the needs of people this minute, but we're talking about into the future. And we have got to plan in Ireland for a sustainable way of getting about in the future. And there is no more sustainable way of getting about than rail. And if people have rail services, as this survey is going to show, they will use them. And it will offer wonderful opportunities for development in Cushing. It will offer people who want to live in that area, which is a very desirable area to live in, the opportunity to commute to Ennis, to Galway, to Limerick. And that's coming out in the survey as well. The final results will confirm all of this. So our message on this would be that the people need to talk to their political representatives. I know Pat has been carrying the flag for a long time. Everybody who comes to your door in any election should be told, when can we have our station? That's the way people there can make their voices heard. And it's the way forward, not just for Cushing, but for so many other places across our whole region. That's what West on Track is about. We're about empowering local people in local communities to have their say and to get what is justly due to them.
And Pat, you alluded to it, I think, earlier on, that there's just so many people now that it's a necessity. The recent census results show that the population in Cushing has had a significant increase over the past years, which only serves to strengthen the case for the reopening of the line.
Well, we had approval for it 10 years ago, a little over, and there was no growth in Cushing at that particular time, but there's been substantial growth, and it has the title of the youngest village in the county now. And to see all the sites and to meet all the people that are in from all over the country living in Cushing now, and the actual hearing them saying that they take the train ahead of the bus, And I think what was interesting at our meeting as well was Councillor Murphy from Ardrahan saying that the volume of people that are using Ardrahan as well and using a car park and all that, I think it gives us great heart that we're on the right track. I think, I suppose, we needed a document to show the benefit to the community and the wider community. And a lot of people, like Barefield Parish and St. Joseph's, that area has nearly 5,000 of a population itself on the door of Croisín. And you have Rouen and Tulla growing as well, and back into South Galway as well, that would still use Croisín as a preferred area because it's so accessible as well. And I think the council themselves are playing a key role as well in trying to get that development going ahead and have made their own observations outside of this as well. So I think we're delighted with Mark O'Connell and how he has approached this as well in terms of digging deep and getting that survey, because that, now people would say, well, so that's an orchestrated survey. It's not. It's very much up to people to give their views. We haven't been telling anyone to go in any particular state.
Yeah, nobody's forcing them.
Nobody's forcing, but it is community based, and that's the good thing about it, is that we're now getting a real feedback, whether you live within a kilometre or 2 kilometres or 10 kilometres of Croisín or maybe further. That question is asked as well, so people, we're getting a real insight. And I think, as Coleman has said, it'll actually be the survey will be beneficial for anyone that's looking about developing in Croisín as well, and it has other sourcing. I think the issue we need to bring forward is upgrading Croisín as well now, and that connectivity within it as well. But I think hugely valuable now, and we're excited about the results, but that pours a lot of pressure on the political system and within the departments. Ian Rodairn have said, Jim Mead has said that he had no issue here. If he got the funding, he'd open it. So now we need to make sure. What I don't understand is that the climate measures that it could actually address this minute would be a quick fix for a lot of departments, and that's why I'm disappointed that they're not pushing it forward a lot quicker and taking that leap of faith with the community and with the council.
And I suppose, Coleman, if the government are serious about us meeting our climate action objectives and moving people from cars and private transport to public transport, you have to put your money where your mouth is and fund public transport, and reopening rail lines like Croisín can only help in that regard, surely.
Well, that's exactly it. The situation is, as you say, if I may use another cliche, that, you know, they can talk the talk, but they now need to walk the walk. And the reality is that the people are ahead of the politicians on this. If the people are given the choice, they will make the correct choice. But you can't be preaching to people about making choices that are not available. So I'm 1,000% certain that the people of Croisín and the surrounding areas, and remember there's a huge population in the surrounding areas as well, as Pat has said, that if this option is made available, it will be a stunning success. The railway itself from Galway to Limerick is the fastest growing railway in the country. It was derided when it opened first, but people had the vision to see at the time that if this were opened, it would open up a whole new synergy between Galway and Limerick and Ennis. And it has done that. And it now needs to do it for communities like Croisín. Councillor Crowe, who attended our meeting on last week, pointed out that in his area of 6 Mile Bridge, where a new station was put in as part of Phase 1 of the Western Rail Corridor, there has been massive growth. And he said that the railway contributed enormously to that growth. So what we're saying basically is all of the pieces of the jigsaw are available here. And it's up to the government to put those pieces together. Now, I have to say, in fairness, Eamon Ryan has been a very, very progressive minister of transport as far as the development of rail is concerned. He's opening the railway line now from Limerick out to Fines. He has visited Ballycar recently to look at the flooding issue, and he has promised to remediate that without delay.
Yeah, and indeed on this very show he told me that he would make the funding available that Éireann Rodairn had projected would be needed to sort out those flooding issues once and for all.
Yeah, so he's progressive, and what he's being asked here is a very small ask by a community who are backing what he's talking about. So I think this is a win-win situation for everybody, and people like Pat and his colleagues there in that part of Clare have fought a brilliant battle in order to bring this about, and with the consultants who have done an excellent job, and with Clare County Council, I'm 100% confident that they will get a result, and that Croisín will be back on track, if I may use that phrase, sooner rather than later. And it's an example of how communities can make their voices heard.
I think that's the most appropriate use of the phrase "back on track" that I've heard for quite some time. But Pat, I mean, like the meeting of the Western Intercounty Railway Committee in Croisín heard so many positive reasons or potentially positives for reopening the line. Would increase passenger numbers and connectivity along the Western Rail Corridor, create socio-economic opportunities and benefits to all residents and commuters, would help meet our climate action objectives. We previously heard in this show how it has the potential to greatly increase the accessibility of academic and employment opportunities. Maybe it's unfair to ask you to try and balance things up by mentioning or highlighting any potential negatives, but are there any? I mean, it does seem like there are quite a lot of potential positives that could come from this.
Well, fair play to Clare FM. The morning of that inter-railway committee, I heard the minister on your programme here promising the money for Ballycar, so we got that issue hopefully resolved and hopefully it'll be dealt with. I was able to relay that to the committee when I arrived. Look at it. There's very few negatives here. They're all positive. The issue here is that the department and Éireann are going to upgrade the services between Limerick to Galway anyway. We spoke to Jim Mead about the maybe possible delaying it by, if you were to stop in Croisín, all you're doing is hopping on and hopping off. Really, he said, that's not in the balance of things. If you're collecting and protecting more people, it's actually improving the service. And I think the very fact that we're heartlands between Galway, Limerick and the two big educational cities with universities and technology parks and everything around the place. And the volume of people that actually said to me on the doors last week that they would actually use this, they'd get rid of one car and wouldn't have the cost of having two cars in their house if they could actually hop on a train. And even a day out to Galway was even an issue for some, that they find it difficulty with parking in Galway if they could hop on a train to the heart of Galway.
So this kind of perception from some, Pat, that people would have to be dragged kicking and screaming from their cars with their fingernails being dragged along, and some people certainly are just looking for a valid reason. They want to buy into public transport. They just,
yeah,
they're unsure about it, you know, in terms of reliability and, you know, regular service. But if that's presented to them, they will jump for it.
Yeah, that was one of the things that has come out, is that the bus service isn't as regular as it should be, a bit delayed in times, and people have to wait 15 or 20 minutes, whereas they see the train, the regularity of the train, and when Ballycar will be resolved, our hope is that one day we'll be able to hop on a train and go to Sligo. That's the campaign we've been fighting with the Inter-Railway Committee, is to continue that campaign to go all the way to Sligo. And it was great to see representatives from Donegal County Council and Sligo and all that coming down to support our case, because they have a far bigger case up the country to try and get
crying out for connectivity.
Trying to get that connectivity, yeah. But at the same time, they observed the working agreement and working how we've worked so well in the last 5 years as an inter-railway committee, that we've supported their case. They have a big event coming up in Sligo in a few weeks' time. We will go up and support that as well to make sure it's connected to Sligo. But the fact that the committee came down particularly to Croisín and held a meeting there in support of our case gives us huge, you know, you feel good about it, and the community felt good about it for hosting it as well, and it sends out the positive vibes. And I think political people at national and county level are listening to this. This is your opportunity. Go and deliver, and we definitely, the council and Inter-Railway Committee and all those, will work with you to make sure it gets delivered quick and on time.
And speaking of speed in terms of getting it done and on time, as Pat says, Coleman, the fact that the infrastructure of the station remains intact, do you feel that helps in terms of strengthening the case to reopen it, that there is something, you're not starting from scratch there, but that also if and when work began, you're not beginning from scratch, from the ground up, that there is the infrastructure there to build upon and improve?
Oh, definitely. The fact that the infrastructure is there, the railway line is running right through, and the surrounding environment is appropriate for restoring a rail halt there. There will be a need for car parking and so on, and I know Pat and his colleagues and the council are looking at all of that. It's something that could be done and delivered in a very, very short period of time once the go-ahead was given and the investment was put in. I mean, plans were drawn up previously for it, so they may need to be modified, of course, but if they are, it won't take too long to modify them. You know, where there's a will, it's amazing what can be done. 2 years ago, there was no sign of anything being done on the railway line from Limerick to Fines. The minister visited it recently with the chief executive of the railway company, and he was astonished at what he found. He was thrilled to see that here was a real live railway about to come back into use and operation. Now, if you can bring 25 miles of railway back into operation so quickly, how much more quickly can you bring a rail halt into operation? So while I wouldn't be putting an actual date on it, I certainly believe that it could be done, certainly within a year.